Well, yesterday, Martin Osborne of KFM News spoke to Eugene Finn, Managing Director of Landport Estates Limited, trading as Alder Homes.
I wouldn't say it's just restricted to Kildare, to be honest with you. I would say it's more of a nationwide issue. Everything, for me, the system is broken. Planning is broken. Zoning is broken. There's a lack of infrastructure. And I think there's, you know, a realisation or lack of a realisation that of the enormity of the problem, to be honest. I think it's widely accepted now that the demographic assumptions that were made underpinning the planning frameworks were underestimated. And if we start from the wrong place, we haven't got a hope. Our population is exploding. We have obvious shortages of houses. I think from a political perspective, you know, political terms are 5 years. There isn't the time in 5 years to fix this problem. It's a long-term issue. The infrastructure isn't there to support the level of housing that's required. And individuals or individual authorities or anything like that, their hands are tied, as far as I'm concerned. This is a wider issue that's going to take a long time to sort out.
It was cited in an article that construction costs contributed to the financial situation leading to receivership. Could you explain what happened there and whether or not you did expect those costs?
Yeah, so costs spiralled and, you know, thankfully have kind of largely slowed down in that respect. But house building is funny, as in you contract sales and then the costs go up. You kind of get caught between a rock and a hard place. Mm. And that certainly did happen to us over previous phases. You think you're doing the right thing, releasing houses to the market, getting people signed up and contracted so you have security in your own business model. And then completely uncontrollably, the costs go up, but you're locked into contracts, be that for private buyers or social housing.
And look, I suppose you were quoted in the article as saying, we understand that many people are anxious for a comprehensive update. As soon as we have finalised our assessment, we will communicate with all involved. I know how much rent they've paid. I know how much pressure they are under from their landlords. Some of the properties were to be used for social housing. Others have yet to be sold. We can't forget that there are people, prospective home buyers, on the receiving end of this. Where does that leave them? I know a lot of them now will be scratching their heads and kind of worried now about whether or not they will actually have a home.
Yeah, so true. Like I say, for me, they're the ones largest impacted here. You know, this buying a house for anyone is a life-changing event. It's stressful enough without there being unwarranted delays. And when it's, you know, things that can be avoided, we call it, you know, getting in the way of them getting their hands on their home. It's a very sad situation, to be honest. It's extremely stressful for them. And like I say, I've spoken to all of our buyers over the last, recently obviously, but for the last year and a half, while we've been delayed, I've been trying to keep in touch with them and keep them posted on events. But it's one of those things that's just completely out of our control.
And look, I know Cormac O'Connor of KPMG is handling the receivership. He said he intends to complete the remaining units subject to an ongoing assessment of the current situation and engagement with a number of stakeholders. Do you have any ongoing involvement there?
No. To be honest, we're out of that loop. We've obviously said that we're available to help in any way, shape or form, you know, that we can. I understand there's discussions going on with the council, and there's plans being drafted to reinstate planning permissions and things like that. But it'd be all kind of arm's length for me, to be honest.
And look, what was the relationship then with Kildare County Council? Did you come up against many brick walls with them?
Yeah, look, it's one of those tricky situations where it's an older planning permission that's been extended numerous times. Legislation has changed, planning laws have changed, time has passed, Irish Water was established since the planning was granted. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, an individual authority, it's a tricky one to navigate. I wouldn't say it's anyone's fault or anyone's, there's no kind of intent there. But it certainly hasn't been easy.
And I know, look, you did say you've withdrawn from house building, that you don't think you'll be going back anytime soon. Did you mean that?
I did. For me, a business that I've been involved in for more than 25 years, I've seen both sides of it. I've seen pre-crash, I've seen post-crash. again, this is my own opinion, is that, you know, it's a business where the one with the investment, the one whose neck is on the line, is, if you're not in full control of the outcome of the project, will end up something seriously wrong. There's a lot of people have control over the project and influence on the project, be it planning, zoning, funding, actual construction, certification, all of those things. There's only one person paying the bill, and for me, it just got very, very much out of control.
Going back to the 15 unfinished houses in Clondara, did you try everything in your power to get those buildings finished?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. We just weren't permitted to continue. There's no question about that. If it was dead, those people would be in their homes now if it was left up to me.
And look, I know you are a director of another company which applied for planning permission for 17 residential units and 18 car park spaces in Kilcock. I know that company is unaffected by the receivership, but the council has refused the application. Do you plan on resubmitting, or...?
I don't. That was a difficult one as well. As far as we were concerned, we'd done a fine planning application, and we'd used the best design team that we could, and we followed. We had a previous refusal on the file. We addressed all the issues on the refusal, and we're still received another refusal. So, very frustrating situation there. And again, it's more for me. The system is broken. And this is going to trundle on for a long time to come yet.
Well, look, it's quite alarming that you, as a developer, are saying the system is broken. We are in the middle of a housing crisis, and you believe it isn't going to be solved anytime soon?
God, no. I don't think so, no. Definitely not. I think, to be fair, in order to solve a problem, you have to establish exactly what the problem is, and I don't think we're there yet. I don't think the enormity of the issue has been unearthed. You know, when we know we're starting from the wrong place, when we know the measures that are being taken only affect demand side, when supply side is the problem, we're looking at it upside down, to be honest. All government interventions are more to do with incentivising buyers, assisting buyers, which is all very well in a market that's operating properly. But unless there's a stimulation on the demand side, unless there's more land zoned, unless there's planning being granted, unless there's something being done about objections, NIMBYism, unless there's something being done about, you know, a longer-term plan for the provision of infrastructure, we're all doing is putting a sticky plaster over it, to be honest.
Eugene Finn, Managing Director of Landport Estates Limited, trading as Alder Homes, which has gone into receivership, saying he no longer plans to develop new homes as the system has, in quotes, become too tied up in bureaucracy. And a reminder, Alder Homes was involved in building two estates, Clondara in Derren Turn and Ballantyne Park in Allen. The latter is nearly completed, but in Clondara, 15 properties remain unfinished, with buyers left in limbo about whether or not they'll get to move in to their new homes. We did contact Kildare County Council for a statement and a comment on that in relation to why they didn't extend the planning permission for Alder Homes to continue working on Derren Turn. I know they had extended it a couple of times before, they just didn't continue extending it, and we just wanted to find out what the reasons were. We didn't get a response as of yet, but if we do, we'll bring it to you.